This recording, Saudi Arabia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Berry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at Old Zoo in desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private prestige in North Square near the Dick Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more the her liking. Even so, in her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of pudding, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flak jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that actually goes began to start around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept killing, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and hug, so it would take some force to trip her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tired gently stroking the goose's lower back with her plum, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile, and no time. The goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had begun to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the fit's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine buying so much, but Mr. Hearn's a millionaire lawyer thought it was fireplace for a cure.
I really miss my family after I come here. I have now 1.5 months. I didn't see my family, my friend, all my, you know. So really I miss my family and I have stress here because I didn't know how to talk with the people here. Nobody can understand me if I talk because of the accent and, you know. What else? And the study here, I think it's, I don't like the way of study because the teacher give us a lot of homework and, you know, a lot of homework and you think about your family and it's give me more stress. Yeah. After I came here, I didn't find, I I know how much now the fellow for my friend, you know what I mean? Yeah, I like the way of life. It's free and all the people, you know, friendly. I like this, but I don't like this. If I have good grade here and come back to my country, I will have a good job. And I will have a good life, actually.